The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to them, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave this cistern and drank from it himself and with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain. But you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Few days ago, I saw a cartoon which showed a little boy kneeling by his bed saying his bedtime prayers. He prayed, "As you know, God, Monday is the first day of school. I hope you won't lose sight of me in the crowd. Amen." Then he climbs in bed, thinks for a minute, and then crawls out again and adds to his prayer, "Oh, and by the way, God, I will be the one wearing the special red shirts of the red wings. Well, like this little boy, the woman in the passage for today needed someone to see her, to recognize her, to help her, to understand her, and to consider her as a human being. She had lost sight of her own life and was sure that God had too forgotten. She was thirsty beyond measure and needed to drink deeply of what only God can offer. Well, brothers and sisters, the theme of our reflection is God, the living water, Christ, the living water, who is ready to satisfy and quench our spiritual thirst that we talk about. The first reading of today, we heard the reading where God told Moses to provide the people of Israel who were wandering in the desert for 40 years to give them the tastiest water. Well, we all know from science and our studies that 85% of our body consists of water, and therefore we all need. Without water, we cannot survive for a long time. We may forgo anything, but not the taste of water. There may be so many types of pops available, but nothing like the fresh, refreshing water, a glass of water that can quench our thirst. Only when we drink a glass of water, then you and I are satisfied. Our physical need is much more relieved and satisfied. And in today's gospel, Jesus tells us how he awakened in the woman at the well a thirst for the wholeness and integrity which she had lost and which he had come to satisfy. My dear friends, God is not interested only just to satisfy our physical needs alone, but rather God bothers about integrity and totality of the person. We are more important. The entire person is more worthy for Jesus. The water that Jesus promises is closely linked to conversation and the forgiveness of sin, which is the theme of this holy season of Lent. Here is a woman who comes to faith and becomes a missionary who brings others to Jesus. How did she do? And how did she arrive is something that you and I need. And therefore the passage that we have listened from the Gospel of St. John, which is very unique to this Gospel, it's a beautiful masterpiece of St. John the Evangelist. I wish that all of us could get a chance to read this one. Read this passage again and again so that we may understand every word that Jesus uttered in this passage. And therefore, for our practical lesson during the season of Lent, I would like to theologize this reading. I'll just take two important points from this reading, how I have understood them. First and foremost, brothers and sisters, we need to allow Jesus free entry into our personal lives. A sign that God is active in our lives is his entering into our personal, what we call it, private life. Jesus wants to get personal with us. God wants to get personal with us, especially during this Lenten season. Jesus wants to get into our private lives. Each one has a private personal life which is contrary to the will of God. Christ wishes to come into that private life, not to embarrass us, not to judge or condemn us, not to be unkind or malicious to us. Rather, Christ comes into our private personal life to free us, to change us, and to offer us what we really need, the living water. The living water is the Holy Spirit, not anything else. The living water is the Spirit of Jesus and his love. And therefore, this is what our parish is getting ready. In 3 days' time from now, the coming Thursday, 80 and above, more than around 80 of our young boys and girls, men and women, will be receiving the sacrament of confirmation. When the bishop or the minister, the ordinary minister of the sacrament, who gives the bishop or the monsignor, the delegate of the bishop, uses the word be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit is nothing, be filled with the living water. Spirit, talking about it, saying Paul wrote in the letter to the Corinthians, and he said, where there is the Holy presence of the Holy Spirit, there is liberation and freedom. And that's what we noticed here in the life of the Samaritan woman. When the woman received it, you know, the living water that Jesus spoke about, we human beings are composed of four parts: mind, body, emotions, and spirit. When we let God's Spirit come into us and take control of our thinking, our physical activity, our emotions, and our spirit, He can bring harmony to the way we live with all four parts of our humanity. That was the biggest transformation happened to that woman called Samaritan, who was the greatest enemy to Jesus, because he was a Jew, and the Jews hated this, the so-called the Samaritans, and yet Jesus redeemed the integrity of that person. We can find this living water in the sacraments today, in prayer and in the Holy Bible. During the season of Lent, I've been suggesting to all our parishioners to start reading a chapter a day as a family. And I'm sure by the end of this, we should have completed almost 40 days of Lent, two Gospels. For example, Matthew's Gospel has got 28 chapters, 28 days. Every evening, if we had spent 5 minutes, we would have learned more about the Gospel of Matthew. And another Gospel I suggest is Mark's Gospel, which has got only 16 chapters by the time we would have completed the season of Lent. Do you find the living water in the sacraments of the Eucharist, prayer, and reading of the Bible? And secondly, we need to be open to others and accept others as they are, just as Jesus did. We have been baptized into a community of faith so that we may become one with each other as brothers and sisters of Jesus and as children of God. To live this oneness demands that we open ourselves to others and listen to one another. The whole salvation story happened in the life of a Samaritan woman because she opened her heart to Jesus. And Jesus also opened his heart, shared his thinking and his spiritual resources. We need to provide the atmosphere, the room, for all to be honestly what they are, really are, the children of God. It is the ministry of Jesus that we inherit and share. Jesus did not, just think for a while, Jesus did not allow the woman's status, past, attitude, or anything else to obstruct his ability to love her. He realized there was a woman who could be loved, that she was a lovable person, that she was that very important for him. And today God tells you and me that we are lovable people for God and for Christ. He loves us. And I would like to challenge the young people who say that they feel lonely, that they have nobody to love. And I want to tell them that Jesus is ready to love them, provided they open their hearts, because he finds you and me the most lovable persons on this earth. Are we not privileged? And the Samaritan woman was indeed a privileged woman. And loving her, he freed her and made her whole and made her the child of God she already was. Let us also open our hearts to one another and accept each other as God's gift to us. Thus, we will experience resurrection in our lives and in the lives of our brothers and sisters, in our community, in our family, and in the society we live. May Jesus, who is the living water, this life-giving water, the source of every water that we find on this earth, may give us not only satisfy the physical needs, but the entire human dignity of the persons we are. May Jesus bless us and keep us always as children of one God and one universal church. Amen.